Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is cement versus concrete. Guest writer Sal Glynn writes, accuracy is important. You might think concrete and cement are interchangeable, but you'll quickly find that you're mistaken when some guy at Home Depot rolls his eyes at you when you ask for the wrong thing. And if you're writing instructions for someone and you use the wrong word, it'll be your fault when things don't go so well. Yes, cement and concrete have completely different meanings, and knowing what they are helps you use them well and maintain your dignity in home improvement stores. Cement comes from the Latin word cementum, meaning rough-cut stone, while concrete is from the Latin word concretus, meaning to grow together or harden. Both words wandered through Middle English until they met in 1756, when John Smeaton used his version of cement to rebuild the Eddystone Lighthouse. In 1824, Joseph Aspden patented Portland cement, a powder made of limestone and clay. He called it Portland cement because when it was mixed with sand, gravel, pebbles, bits of rock, and water, the resulting dried concrete resembled the limestone from the English Isle of Portland. This is the division. Cement is a powder that's mixed with other materials and water to create the solid mass known as concrete. There's no such thing as a cement overpass, a cement porch, or a cement pond. These are all concrete. If you stub your toe on concrete, you'll yell like a cretin. Get it? Concrete? Cretin? And in case you were wondering, pavement is also not concrete. Pavement is a solid material made of sand, gravel, or crushed stone, much like concrete. But the cement binder is replaced with asphalt or tar. Cement does have other meanings that don't relate to construction. For example, Henrik and Daphne cemented their relationship by exchanging nose rings. The transitive verb cemented means to bind or join together. Henrik and Daphne swap nose rings to show that they're more than casual friends. The idiomatic use of cement to mean determined or unalterable is wrong. For example, it would be wrong to say, Daphne's opinions about firearm safety and tattoos were set in cement. At best, that means Daphne's opinions were set in powder. Since she refused to be swayed, her opinions were set in concrete, the solid material. Outside of building materials, concrete is the opposite of abstract and means actual or specific things. An automobile is concrete, while justice is abstract. Here's how you'd use it in a sentence. Henrik talked about building a summer home, but none of his plans were concrete. Plans are abstract when they aren't specified or put in motion. Henrik needs to make a decision and get to work instead of sitting around talking if he wants his plans to be concrete. Now that you understand the difference between cement and concrete, remember the quick and dirty tip is that you cement things together and stub your toe on concrete. Keep listening after this message from our sponsor for information about how you can participate in the Grammar Girl Pet Peeve of the Year contest. In a month or so, I'll be announcing the Grammar Girl Pet Peeve of the Year, and it'll be based entirely on your input. Let me know what irritated you the most about language in 2008 by leaving a comment on the transcript for this episode at quickanddirtytips.com. It can be anything, a phrase, a new word, an omission, whatever it was that stood out to you as a problem with language this year. Again, leave a comment in the transcript at quickanddirtytips.com. This episode was written by guest writer Sal Glynn, the author of the award-winning book, The Dog Walked Down the Street, an outspoken guide for writers who want to publish. Find out more about Sal at his blog, dogwalkeddownthestreet.blogspot.com. And I'm Mignon Fogarty, author of the paperback book, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing, which makes a lovely and affordable gift. I think books in general make great gifts. I often give books, but I guess that wouldn't surprise anyone. That's all. Thanks for listening.